Okay. Now we have Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel Sif Tes. Continuing the halachas of Yom Kippur. So, Lamoid al Karmuksasas, you're allowed to stand on pillows and sheets, whatever it is, afilu or even if they're leather. I mean, you could have a leather pad that you stand on. Aval betfila shmonesrei also lamin al shum davar, but for shmonesrei, you're not allowed to stand on anything. So I don't understand how people put these things under them. So I'm not sure. Ach mishu ish mitzunan, but if you're somebody who's cold, mutar lo lamin al ktsas, you're allowed to stand on some grass. Because again, we're talking about people wearing or going barefoot on cement floors. Fine. You would call chayla alpha pi shein by sakana any chayla, even though there's no sakana, or mishiyesh lamaka baragli, or if he has a maka on his feet, v'chena yeledes kol shloishim, and a yeledes all 30 days, mutar v'nilas asandal, they are all mutar in nilas asandal. They could all wear shoes. Right? Fine. You're, nowadays, again, there's no reason to go with this because most of the shoes that people wear anyways don't have leather. So why should they wear leather shoes? Everybody can find something to wear that's not leather. You're not allowed to touch your wife even during the day. On Yom Kippur, you have to treat each other like as if it's neither. Pregnant woman, nursing woman, fast, like everybody else. If her vlad, her baby, is a chayla, and he doesn't want a nurse only from her, of him to sana te sakana levlad, and if she fasts, is going to be a sakana place a sana, she should not fast. You'd give a muberes sharicha eza muberes that smelled the food and she desires that food. If she has a craving, they call it, then she and her child can be a sakana lachenim amrat srichani lecho. If she says that she needs to eat, alpha p shein panam mishtanin, even though her face doesn't change, meaning that's one of the signs that she's really going crazy. Or you see that if her face is changing, alpha p shein meres klum, even though she said nothing. So first you whisper into ear and say, we know that you really want this food, but you know it's Yom Kippur. Sometimes that will calm her down. But if she will not be calmed down,
But
so
you are in
not.
shul all day.
Well, this is talking about where you're not in shul,
So,
right?
but I'm. What is she stuck? If you are in shul all day, then she's stuck.
I guess she's stuck. Yeah, or maybe
No, but
she's
it's
with
a whisper
friends.
into hearing.
What are you going to do? She'll have to take the matters into her own hands. That's why she's supposed to learn these halachas, right? So machila noisa binyan de. So this is how you feed her. Machila noisa la davar muach etzba baraitiv. What you do is you take a little bit, you stick the finger into the juice, the kadaim of a noisa la sechbi, and put it into her mouth. Misyasheva, with a little bit of a drop that calms her down. Bimlav noisa la pachas mikasher. And if not, you give her less than a shear. And if she was not Nisyashva, nice and deik tzarka, then you give her as much as she needs. Of anybody who smells the food and his face changes, masukanu, that's considered a sakana. This happens to me daily. I'm not the sakana part, but that I really want food, right? And then we're noig like we said. I never heard of anybody having this issue on Yom Kippur. And I really haven't really heard of pregnant women either having this issue. But if the face doesn't change, ain machilinoise, we don't feed him, even if he says tzarachani. But that's only if somebody who's healthy. Somebody who's sick, then and he says he needs food, then ba'etzem, when you try and get the opinions of doctors. But because he's sick, so then he does have pneumonitis when a person knows better what's necessary for him. Okay, Yudal, you led us a woman who had a baby, chen chalish yesh boi sakana, inin achilish siyav chilyam kipurim dinu kamay b'chilol Shabbos. they're eating and drinking, whatever, if you would be Masal Shabbos with them, so then you do the same with the eating and drinking. But by eating and drinking, even if many doctors say you don't need it, even if they say that eating and drinking causes damage, and the chayla says they need it, and even if he says, right, that he's not yet in sakana, meaning right now he's not a sakana, but if he doesn't eat, he will go into sakana. Then we listen to him, and we give him to eat. Because by eating and drinking, he understands his body better, because the heart knows the bitterness of its nefesh. Meaning a person knows what he needs. And if a person knows what he needs, then you have to go with it, even if the doctors say otherwise. Fine. Tezvav, kishamachilin asamuberas, ayasayaledas ayasachayla. When you feed the muberas or the yaledas or the chayla, and you put the food in front of them and you tell them, if you know that it's possible that you're going to be in sakana, if you don't eat enough, then eat as much as you can until you ate enough. But if it's possible that you don't need to eat so much, and you could eat shiurim, then aseikah, do that. You eat at one time 2/3 of an egg. That's with a fat date. It's a little bit less than a kibetza, baininess of average egg, with like klipasa without its shell. The yishikatzas, and wait a little, v'shuv yachalkach, and then eat again, meaning. The point is that why should somebody do something that would be chayav and karas, eat less than a shir every bunch of minutes, and like this, at least there's no chi of karas, even though there's a heter, because they have a heter to eat. But why should you get involved with that? Now, of course, the people freak out and say, no, I need tons of food. Bottom line is in most situations, if not all situations, people that eat shiurim on Yom Kippur and drink shiurim end up eating and drinking more than they normally eat on a regular day. So a lot of times when they complain about doing this, it's a headache. Yeah, it's a big headache to do. But the bottom line is, it's usually not warranted to eat lots. But sometimes it is. I had one person so far this year who, she's pregnant, a high-risk pregnancy, and she says she wakes up in the morning and she drinks 40 ounces of drink right when she gets up. I have no idea how anybody does that, like chick chock, but that's what she says she does. And the doctor says she needs to do it, so we have to let her do it. The rest of the day has to be shiurim. They weren't happy about it, but...
So shiurim, so hach is shiur is still asr. So shiurim is basically only helping for chorus?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. You wait from the end of the first eating to the beginning of the next eating. At the minimum, the shear of kedei achilas pras. And you could eat like this many times. Right? As long as it's not the shear achilas pras, if it's possible, and then that's enough. Right, because if you do it within shir kedei achilas pras, which we paskin is l'chatchila 9 minutes, and then we go all the way down to the shitas that say even 2 minutes, and some even say half a minute. But again, like we said, you try and get in as many opinions as you can. By drinking, you drink one time a little bit less than a cheekful. And then you wait a little bit, and then you go back and drink more. And these shehiyas should also be at the minimum, or the amount of time it takes to drink a revius, which is less than achivas pras. What do we hold
with this money? 9 minutes?
We start with 9 and then we go all the way down to 2, 2.5, 3 if necessary, and then sometimes even less. But 9 minutes is the luchatil. That's the Chassam Sofer's shir. The Yesh Shah Kodim Yom Kippurim Shiurim Elu al Elu al Kli Shais, right? You should set this up by, you know, getting a clock set up, and you set up the measurements, Kadesha Yedu al Nachin, so you should know exactly what you should, you know exactly, and you're set up with what you should do. Okay, we will stop over there. Hopefully nobody should ever need it. A good vach and a good yard.